Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to go through Psalm 112 in the English Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and in his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know for me, even particularly today as I'm praying this, I have feared bad news, and yet your scripture says he's not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord, and yet I have experienced some of that bad news of late. And I'm so grateful that no matter what happens in this life, you are still the steady rock that we can climb onto. You are still the one who embraces us when others maybe walk away. Lord, I want to be the kind of person who is not afraid of that bad news. I want to have a heart that is steady. I don't want to be afraid. And so I pray for my friend listening today who may be feeling afraid, maybe left out, maybe misunderstood, maybe broken by other people's words, maybe left out of a crowd, maybe just so many things. And I particularly pray for those people listening today who have been hurt by people in church and maybe even by leadership of church. That has been the anguish of late for so many, of just being harmed and kind of railroaded and run over by pious words and funny little platitudes that don't really help, or flat out denial, or just not helping when they knew the right thing to do and they chose not to do it. And so, Lord, for those who are reeling in the aftermath of that kind of offense from the church, I pray that you would sustain my friend, that you would help them to let go of the bitterness and to choose to forgive, even though, Lord, I know that's a super long journey. It's not just, oh, I'm going to quickly forgive and then everything will be fine. It's a long journey, and it's never simple and it's never easy. And we actually demean forgiveness when we call it so flippantly easy like that, because it's not. It cost you your life, and so it's a big, huge deal. Lord, help us to fear you and delight in what you say to us. We do want those of us who have children, we want our offspring to be mighty in the land. Those who do not have children, they certainly do want the people that they have discipled to become strong and courageous and not to tremble or be dismayed, because you are with us wherever we go. Lord, we want to have some of these fruits that are talked about in this psalm. The fruit of graciousness, the fruit of being merciful, the fruit of righteousness. Teach us what it means to be gracious. And Lord, it's like, I don't know, this is kind of what I've experienced because I'm such an imperfect person. I want people to be gracious to me, but I'm not always gracious to others. And so therefore the golden rule applies here. Lord, help us to be gracious to others in the same manner in which we would like them to grace us. And help us to be merciful to others in the same manner that we like to receive mercy. And help us to walk rightly and live in righteousness in the same manner that we'd like to see others do the same. Lord, we cannot control what other people do. We cannot control the outcomes. We cannot cause someone to be kind to us. We cannot cause someone to see their own sin. We can't cause someone to repent before us. We can't cause someone to say they're sorry, but we certainly can go to you. And we can ask for your help. And we can ask you to search our hearts and see if there's any hurtful way, and to ask you to lead us in that way everlasting. We can do that. And we can say we don't want to hold on to the pain anymore. We can surrender that pain to you. We can surrender the anger. We can surrender the worry. We can surrender the whole situation that seems to be unfair. and we can give it to your into your hands. And so we do that right now, Lord. We surrender the thing that's on our mind, that keeps us up at night, that causes us to, during the day, to daydream about it. Lord, the thing that consumes us, we surrender it to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you. And I hope that today is a day that you experience the favor of God upon your life because he delights in you.